to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, liberty,
justice
for all.
Thank you very much. And just to everyone should be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. I explained to Rick that my network is really a mess tonight. So if I disappear, I'll come back, but Rick will take over. So we're doing the first call reports. So Councillor Lipoff, will you do the land use committee?
Yes, thank you. At our last meeting, we had three items, all were held. We have one public hearing to assign for April 14th, 309-19 parens 2, 14 Church Street, Ethan Solomon, for a two-story rear addition. Public hearing on April 14th. And there's no report to move. Thank you. Susan, unmute. Unmute, Susan.
Sorry. Councillor Crosley for the Zoning and Planning Committee.
Thank you. All items were held. However, I want to make sure that all councillors received the memo from Clerk Giacalone today. There's a planning department memo a week in advance, as we are continually doing, which is now available in the Friday packet, and as well as where it was originally put, which was in the standing committees. So the reading material is there. There's a planning memo and a series of maps to compare the existing with the proposed ordinance. So please have a look at that ahead of next week's meeting. I also need to request a suspension of the rules for a late filed item.
So Councillor Crosley has requested a suspension of the rules. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so go ahead.
Thank you. So this is item 227-20. Councillors Humphrey, Albright, Kalis, Ryan, Lipoff, Downs, Greenberg, Bowman, Crossley, Kelly, Wright, and Grossman, asking the Community Preservation Committee and Planning Department to develop a rental assistance program for Newton citizens unable to pay rent during the COVID-19 emergency using community preservation funds or other funding programs under city control, using guidelines developed by the Massachusetts Housing Partnership and or other appropriate guidelines.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Crinsman for Programs and Services Committee.
Thank you, Madam President. Report begins on page 93, I believe. Item 104-20 was the appointment of Julie Winsett to the Urban Tree Commission. That was approved 8-0. Next item is item 123-20, which is the appointment of Murali Vermula to the Health and Human Services Advisory Council. That item was approved 8-0. Item 154-20, the appointment of Silke Rothschild to the Newton Community Education Commission, was approved 8-0. Next item is 155-20, the appointment of John Oliver to the Newton Community Education Commission. Item was also approved 8-0. Next item is item 200-20, the acceptance of $270,000 of lighting equipment for Winkler Stadium Field. That item was approved 8-0. You can see how unanimous we are, really, I think, because of my leadership of the committee. The next two items were held. And the last item is item 199-20. That was the transfer of $250,000 to prepare for COVID-19. That item was also approved 8-0. And with that, I would move the report.
Thank you. Before I call on the next person, apparently Councillor Kelly is unable to get into the meeting. It says the host will soon let me in.
She should now be in. She's showing up on my list.
Okay, good.
I object.
Councilor Auchincloss for Public Safety and Transportation Committee.
No items to report, Madam President.
Thank you very much. Councilor Leary for Public Facilities Committee.
Councilor Leary. The report begins on page 94. Let's see where I am here. Okay. The first item was 159-20, Eversource Energy petitioning for a grant of location to relocate one pole to the southerly side of Farquhar Road in front of number 20 Harvard Street in Ward 2. That was approved 8-0. Item 188-20, Eversource Energy petitioning for a grant of location to relocate one pole approximately 30 feet south of the existing pole location in front of number 34 Duffield Road in Ward 4. That was approved 8-0. 189-20, Verizon petitioning for a grant of location to install approximately 250 feet of 4-inch conduit in a westerly direction from the existing manhole to a proposed handhole between buildings 721 and 719 Washington Street in Ward 2. And this was needed for Newton's network transformation project, and that was approved 8-0. Number 190-20, Verizon petitioning for a grant of location to install approximately 160 feet of 4-inch conduit in an existing manhole to the alley of the post office at 897 Washington Street to provide Fios. This was in Ward 2, and it was approved 8-0. 191-20, Verizon petitioning for a grant of location to install approximately 40 feet of 4-inch conduit from a manhole in a southeasterly direction to existing pole 94 located in the sidewalk on the southerly side of Washington Street in Ward 2. This was also approved 8-0. Item 200-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to accept $270,000 of lighting equipment, as well as authorization to accept more funds to be expended on the installation of a field light system for Newton South High School, which is on Newton Parks and Rec property. The funds are being donated by the Newton South High Booster Club. Public Facilities approved it 6-0-1. Councillor Kalis abstaining and Councillor Gentile recused. 196-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer for the sum of $60,000 from the current year budget reserve to a non-lapsing Public Buildings Department account for the evaluation recommendation for the upgrade of the police headquarters HVAC system. This was approved 8-0. This was 197-20. This was the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate $500,000 from June 30th certified free cash for the purpose of providing interior and exterior improvements to the Horace Mann School at 225 Nevada Street. And Madam President, I'm requesting that I poll my committee in order to make the public facilities vote consistent with the finance committee vote. We had approved $500,000. And I understand at the request of the mayor, that has been changed to $150,000.
Please go ahead.
Okay. All those who would approve...
What doesn't require a suspension of the rules, does it, David?
You do need a suspension of the rules.
Okay. May I request a suspension of the rules, please?
Okay.
Poll my committee.
So all those in favor of allowing public facilities to poll a committee, say aye.
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 Against? No? Okay, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam President. All those that would vote in favor of reducing the amount from $500,000 down to $150,000 for improvements at the Horace Mann School at 225 Nevada Street, please vote A.
Aye.
Do I have an aye? Any nays? Any abstentions? Can't be any abstentions. Okay, I believe that's unanimous.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
And okay. You have a late file item, I believe.
I know I have some public hearings. I didn't know I had a late file item.
I think you have one, but go ahead with your public hearings, please.
Okay. I actually have one. I haven't quite finished the report.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I have 198-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $7 million and authorize general obligation borrowing of an equal amount for the estimated design and construction costs associated with water main improvements in fiscal year 2021, and authorization to apply any premium received upon the sale of the bonds or notes, less the cost preparing, issuing, and marketing them, and any accrued interest received upon the delivery of the bonds or notes to the cost of the project, and to reduce the amount authorized to be borrowed for the project by like amount. Public facilities approved this 8-0.
Councilor Leary, did you report out the item before that, 20120?
No, I didn't. I skipped that one. You're right. Do you want me to go back to that one or?
Please.
Okay. This is item 20120. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $650,000 from June 30th, 2019, certified free cash to the Newton Public Schools for the purpose of reimbursing the Newton Public Schools for a one-time cost associated with several projects that were necessary to accomplish the move of the Horace Mann Elementary School community to the former Carr School on Nevada Street. Public facilities approved it 6-0-2. Okay. So next item, 198-20. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $7 million and authorize general obligation borrowing of an equal amount for the estimated design and construction costs associated with water main improvements in fiscal year 2021, and authorization to apply any premium received upon the sale of the bonds or notes, less the cost of preparing, issuing, and marketing them, and any accrued interest received upon the delivery of the bonds or notes to the costs of the project, and to reduce the amount authorized to be borrowed for the project by the like amount. Public facilities approve this 8-0. Item 117-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting the acceptance of 40 linear feet of sewer pipe as a public sewer and the acceptance of a 20x40 foot easement in property known as the Farwell School, the Farwell Street subdivision.
Councilor Leary, that item was held.
The developer shall pay all costs. Oh, sorry, you're right, it was held, okay. And finally, Madam President, may I announce some public hearings?
Please, go ahead.
Okay. A public hearing to be assigned for April 22nd, 2020. Item 219-20. Comcast petitioning for a grant of location to install a proposed 24x36 vault at existing utility pole number 3723 in front of 230 Walnut Street, and trench 74 feet in a plus or minus in a westerly direction across Walnut Street to private property at 845 Washington Street in Ward 2. A public hearing also assigned for April 22nd, 2020. It's item 220-20. The Design Review Committee petition pursuant to 558 for schematic design and site plan approval at 330 Homer Street for renovation of the existing parking lot, which will include modifications to site circulation, including pedestrian and traffic movements, landscaping, site lighting, storm drainage improvements, additional parking spaces, and the installation of new solar arrays which will generate electrical power to be used by the library. Okay. Madam President, you said that there was also a late filed item?
Yes, at the very end, on page 104, it's the very last page of the docket. It's okay.
I'm not seeing that page, actually. My report ends at page 99.
Oh. Can I read it for her, David?
Yes, you may.
So it's 226-20. President Albright reappointing Howard Goldberg, 27 Theodore Road, Newton, to the Designer Selection Committee for a term of office to expire December 31, 2021. So we need a suspension of the rules to accept that.
Correct. So
all in favor of a suspension of the rules? Say aye.
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 Opposed? No. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Councillor Grossman for the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Madam President. The Finance Committee report begins on page 97. The first item is number 192-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend an $8,500 grant from the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to support marketing and technical advice for a Heat Smart program. The Finance Committee approved that 6-0. The next item is number 193-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend a $250,000 MassDOT workforce transportation grant for a rideshare shuttle in the Wells Avenue Innovation District in the new UMass Amherst Mount Ida campus. Finance approved that 6-0. The next item is number 194-20. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend a $15,000 grant from the Executive Office of Elder Affairs to provide financial assistance for seniors to receive services at Newton at Home, and that finance approved 6-0. The next is number 195-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to approve the settlement of workers' compensation claim number 003554 in the amount of $62,500. To be appropriated from the specified account, the Municipal Workers' Compensation Account. Finance approved that 6-0. And the next item is the next item is on second call, 165-20. 196-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $60,000 from budget reserves to the Public Buildings Department for recommendations for the upgrade of the police headquarters HVAC system, and that's for design work. And finance approved that 6-0. The next is number 198-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $7 million and authorize borrowing in an equal amount for design and construction costs for water main improvements. Let's see. That was finance approved, that 6-0. Next is number 197-20, which was Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate $500,000. That was amended in finance to $150,000 from free cash for the purpose of improvements at the Horace Mann School at 225 Nevada Street. Finance approved that 6-0. The next was number 199-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting a transfer of $250,000 from free cash to the emergency operations and supplies account for preparations and action on COVID-19 response. And that was approved 6-0. At this time, regarding item number 200-20, I would request a suspension of the rules to poll my committee, as this item was approved subject to second call in committee.
Okay, Councillor Grossman has asked for a suspension of the rules to poll the committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, say no. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So this is Her Honor the Mayor requesting the authorization to accept $270,000 of lighting equipment, as well as the authorization to accept more funds to be expended on the installation of a field light system at the Newton South High School Winkler Stadium field. This was approved subject to second call as the committee wanted to make sure that our Parks and Rec Commissioner had the opportunity to meet an additional time with the neighborhood and work out a set of understanding agreements with the community. We have received a letter that all of you should have seen in the report from Commissioner Banks, and would like to poll my committee of all those who are in favor of approving this item. If those in favor could please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so I believe we have a unanimous vote there. Mr. Clerk, you can let me know if that's okay. Okay, then the next item, number 201-20, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer $650,000 from free cash to the Newton Public Schools for the purpose of reimbursing one-time costs needed to accomplish the move of the Horseman Elementary School from to the former Carr School on Nevada Street. Finance approved that 6-0. Madam President, at this time, I'd like to request a suspension of the rules to accept a late filed item.
Very good. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no?
Aye.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. This is number 228-20. President Albright appointing Carl Valente as a member of the Financial Audit Advisory Committee for a term of office to expire April 21st, 2023. And with that, I move the report.
Thank you very much. And for real property reuse, Councillor Danberg.
Thank you, Madam President. There is no report. The JPG for the Armory continues to meet, and I will keep everyone posted.
Terrific. Thank you. Before we vote on first call items, it's kind of odd to do this on Zoom, but I would like to have a moment of silence on behalf of the victims of the COVID-19 emergency, those who've lost their employment, those who are sick, and those who we have lost and they've passed away. So if we could have a moment of silence. Thank you very much. Now, Mr. Clerk, would you call the roll on the first call?
Councillor Albright, I do see that there are two councillors with their hand raised at the moment. I don't know if they need to speak on first call.
Let's see. Let's see who they are. Let me get to the top. Councillor Laredo, did you want to speak?
Absolutely not, Madam President. I'll lower my hand.
Okay. Councillor Humphrey, did you want to speak?
Just very briefly, I just wanted to double check that there had not been a change in the amount of money requested on a 199-20, which was the COVID-19 money, just because it had come up several times in the committee meetings that it might get changed. But that was not. I just wanted to make sure that that hadn't actually been changed.
So you're all set?
It has not been changed.
Okay, I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay. All right, now I see no other hands raised. Please call the roll.
Councillor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councillor Baker.
Aye.
Councillor Bowman.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Downs.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye, except for docket item 200-20 on page 95, for which I am recused.
Councillor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councillor Grossman.
Aye.
Councillor Humphrey.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Kelly.
Aye.
Councillor Krinsman.
Aye, with the exception of item 195-20, on which I vote no.
Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Maliki.
Aye.
Councillor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councillor Noel.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Ryan.
Aye.
Councillor Wright.
Aye.
President Albright.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas on all items except item 200-20, where the vote is 23 yeas, 1 recused, and docket item 195-20, where the vote is 23 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you very much. So we have one item on second call. Can we have a motion to forego recess?
So moved.
So moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay. We have one item on second call, 165-20. Is that a land use and finance item? So Councillor Lipoff, would you go first?
Yes, 165-20. This was requesting CPA funding be awarded to the Newton Housing Authority. The Community Preservation Committee requesting that $1,105,000 CPA funds for the support of community housing be awarded to the Newton Housing Authority for the acquisition of the CanDo housing portfolio. Land use approved 7-0 on March 10th.
Thank you. So Councillor Grossman.
Thank you, Madam President. So the Finance Committee heard the same item, number 165-20. The Community Preservation Committee requesting $1,105,000 in CPA funding for the support or to be awarded to the Newton Housing Authority for the acquisition of the CanDo housing portfolio. Madam President, is this a moment to just kind of introduce the item, what we discussed in finance?
Do we typically have the second call? Yeah, please do. Please go ahead.
Sure. So just to add some information for purposes of the discussion, as well as for those who are watching us from the community. So finance was joined by CPA program manager Laura Kreitzer, as well as Amy Zarichian, executive director of the Newton Housing Authority, about this item. The Housing Authority was approached by CanDo over a year ago for the potential of acquiring this portfolio, which includes 33 units of affordable housing, and has worked closely with the planning department on the feasibility of the proposal that was ultimately worked out. These units serve low-income households located in 12 sites throughout the city. The proposal is funded by four sources of funds. The CPA dollars requested here represent 32% of the funding. The rest of the funding comes from CDBG funding, a new loan from the Village Bank, and grant funding from both Village Bank and the Newton Housing Authority. With respect to the loan from the Village Bank, the Finance Committee did ask the Newton Housing Authority to make an inquiry about the rate. We had looked at the initial rate that was proposed of 4.75% and was based on a letter that had been issued some weeks ago, and the committee wanted to know if, given the change in market conditions, if a more advantageous rate was available. And you, I'm sure, saw the letter and new term sheet that came back from Village Bank reducing that rate to 4.625% for a... it's a fixed rate over a 30-year term. And just want to note that is a commercial rate. And also that the Village Bank is making the $250,000 grant payable over 10 years to fund maintenance on these units. Let's see. The CPC had voted unanimously in favor of this request. The Newton Housing Authority expressed comfort with the proposal and enthusiasm for it. And the vote in committee was 4-0-1 with one abstention, Councillor Maliki abstaining, and Councillor Noel, who's recused from this item.
Thank you very much. Councillor Malachy, I believe you put this on second call. Would you like to speak to it? Councillor Malachy, you might be muted.
It looks like Councillor Malachy does not have audio on at the moment. Oh, there she is.
Okay. Councillor Malachy, would you like to speak to this item? Does she have audio now, David?
Hello?
There she is.
There you are.
My screen froze right as Rick was about to speak, and I didn't hear any of that anything. And I'm trying to reboot my computer. I'm on my phone right now.
So
what did I miss?
Rick gave a very brief report. And did you hear Councillor Grossman's report?
No.
I'm happy to do it again.
Why don't you go ahead?
Sure. Okay. So this item number 165-20 is the Community Preservation Committee requesting $1,105,000 in CPA funding to be awarded to the Newton Housing Authority for the acquisition of the CANDU housing portfolio. In committee, we were joined by CPA Program Manager Laura Kreitzer, as well as Executive Director of the Newton Housing Authority, Amy Zarichian. The Housing Authority was approached by CANDU over a year ago for the potential of acquiring this portfolio, which includes 33 units of affordable housing, and has worked closely with the Planning Department on the feasibility of the proposal ultimately worked out. These units serve low-income households located in 12 sites throughout the city. And the proposal overall would be funded by four sources of funds. The dollars requested here, which would represent 32% of the funding, the rest coming from CDBG funding, a new loan from the Village Bank, and grant funding from both the Village Bank and the Newton Housing Authority. With respect to the loan from the Village Bank, the Finance Committee did ask the Newton Housing Authority to inquire about the rate, as the rate that was presented in committee of 4.75%. The committee noted that that rate was offered and agreed upon some weeks ago and wanted to know if there was a more advantageous rate available given the change in market conditions. And Village Bank did come back with a new letter and term sheet that was in our packet. At a rate of 4.625%, which is a fixed rate for a 30-year term. Important to note that that is a commercial rate, and also that Village Bank is providing a $250,000 grant payable over 10 years, going to the replacement reserve for this set of properties and units. The Newton Housing Authority expressed comfort with that rate and enthusiasm for this acquisition, and the CPC voted unanimously in favor of this request as well. Finance in committee voted 4-0-1, Councillor Malachy abstaining, and Councillor Noel recused.
Okay, just getting my computer booted up again, so let's see if this is working again.
Sorry, I missed that, Councilor Grossman. Could you just read that report one more time?
I unmuted just to laugh.
Okay, wait. Let's see.
I think you might have an echo there, Councilor Malachy.
Sorry, I'm on twice. Yeah. I'm just going to hang on to the audio on my phone and maybe be on the video. Oh, no, I see myself on the phone video. This is so weird. Okay, I'm just going to let it run. Okay. Is it my turn to speak?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. So basically, my concern here is that, as some of you who have been around a while might recall, this came up, I know, in late 2015, these three particular properties, 61 Pearl, 54 Eddy, 2148 Comm Ave, also known as Veterans House, they never made it onto the subsidized housing inventory because lack of the proper affirmative fair marketing lottery to meet DHCD requirements. And they go back to Pearl Street was completed 2012, Eddy Street 2014, ComAv 2011, and they've never been on the SHI, despite the fact that the city put in a total of almost 1.3 million CPA money and almost 1.5 million CDBG and home funds controlled by the city. So I just want to ensure that you know, every effort is made to rectify that as soon as possible, and that it's not sort of lost track on in future years, because it's not clear how long it's going to take to remedy the situation.
Okay, so that this is your proposal to add this language to this item.
Yes.
Okay, comments from the council? Let me see if I can get to the top so I can see raised hands.
Madam President, I'm going to second the amendment.
Good, thank you. Does anyone have any comments? Is there someone who can remember why these properties were not on the SHI?
I can jump in if you would like.
Please.
Because we've been through this a couple of times.
Yeah.
So we were under the impression that they were on the list, and then several years ago, it came to our attention. I know it was in finance, and it may have been in another committee, that they were never added to the state housing inventory of affordable properties. And the reason for it we were given is that CANDU did not properly fill the openings when they first opened these up for folks to apply. There was supposed to be some kind of a lottery that's approved by what is it? I always get this wrong. DHCD, and CANDU, for whatever reason, never went about it properly. So DHCD never accepted them onto the state housing list, despite what Councillor Maliki just pointed out, is between community preservation and community development block funds, the city contributed close to $3 million. So we asked the planning department at that time to go back to DHCD to see what we needed to do, because they certainly qualified in every other way to be on the list. And I actually thought that it had been resolved. So I was surprised to hear that it is still hasn't been resolved, and all that this amendment is asking is that maybe now, with some fresh blood, maybe the housing authority can find a way other than waiting for the units to become vacant. That's what we've been told to this point. The only way you can get them onto the list, at least what's been reported back to us, is that when a unit becomes vacant, you then go to DHCD, share with them your plans for the lottery, they sign off on it, and you do that. But who knows, when they're going to become vacant. So the amendment, as I read it, is just asking that the housing authority make sure that that happens when they become vacant. But in the meantime, they may be able to work with DHCD in finding another way to satisfy their requirements so that we can get them on the housing inventory list. We ought to get credit. We spent a considerable amount of money. We certainly want them to stay as affordable units. It's all good, but we ought to get credit for the three units on the list.
And that's actually seven units total, three, two, and two.
Three locations, right, I'm sorry, thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Norton?
I just wanted to comment that I strongly support the amendment, and I was there for all of the the story that Councillor Gentile is telling, and I was also surprised, and I'm grateful to Councillor Malachy for bringing this to our attention.
Councillor Crosley.
Thank you. I have no problem with doing this, but as I read the Finance Committee report, and possibly the chair could comment, there was a question asked at the Finance Committee meeting, which was answered by saying that when Metro West was looking to potentially acquire the portfolio, they put together a marketing and selection plan that the DHCD approved that will only come into effect, as Councillor Gentile suggested, if and when those units turn over. So, which at that point, the units would follow the appropriate lottery procedure. So there's a plan already approved by DHCD that is requiring this. That's how I'm reading that. And though I don't have any problem with the notion of, I suppose, adding language to this, I'm just wondering if it's really appropriate since there's already a DHCD approved plan. Could the, perhaps through the president, chair of finance, comment on the conversation to that end?
Councillor Grossman?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, there wasn't much more color added than what you see there. And Councillor Malachy had raised this point. We were discussing a bit what would be needed to add these. And I definitely think that there's an interest in and commitment to do that. But I will also defer to Councillor Malachy or other councillors' recollections of that part of the discussion.
Councillor Gentile.
Thank you. So, but I don't disagree with anything that Councillor Crossley said. I just wanted to add, there was also a time when James Fries was working on this for the planning department, and he had been in touch with DHCD to try and find if there was another way of, other than waiting for these units to become vacant, if there was another way to go about satisfying DHCD to get them on the list prior to, you know, the vacancy route. And he was making progress. And, you know, there was a lot of things that have been going on in planning. We all know how busy they are. And so I'm not sure that this didn't just, you know, fall by the wayside. So now with the Housing Authority getting involved, they may be able to work with them and find another way so that we don't have to wait so long. So I think I don't see any harm in just being on the record that, you know, we'd like them to go ahead and make the effort. And maybe they may find a way of doing it other than waiting for, you know, some approval that was received, you know, that they received years ago. So.
Thank you. Councillor Malachy, there's some folks who haven't spoken yet. Can I?
Sure.
I'm going to call on them first. So Councillor Laredo.
Thank you, Madam President. I'll be very brief. I see absolutely no harm whatsoever in adding this amendment. And I don't see it in any way inconsistent with what may have been put together with a marketing plan with Metro West. And I commend Councillor Malachy for raising this. I think we ought to get on the list. What happened in the past happened in the past. But let's do our best to get this on the list as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ryan.
Yeah, I'm supporting this. I think it's more or less just coming out of the field as I did and working with DHCD. We're talking about seven units here, and I think it's more to make sure that the Newton Housing Authority, the next time any one of these units is turned over, it doesn't sneak through the cracks again and a lottery is put out. So I just wanted to support this so it's, you know, not put in the back burner, so to speak, and it misses the chance to get on the lottery with DHCD. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Grossman, did you have anything that you want to add?
This is sort of thinking out loud. The only thing I was thinking just in reading over the language and in reacting to Councillor Crossley's comments is, would it make any difference or make folks feel better if we change the language to, rather than ensure something like make every effort or make efforts or something like that? I mean, if I'm hearing Councillor Crossley correctly, and you can tell me if this isn't right, asking about sort of appropriateness of adding language, it just sounds to me like a wariness of sort of putting any kind of conditions that prevent movement forward on this particular proposal and acquisition. I mean, I'm okay, certainly, with the general tenet underlying this, but I was just sort of wondering if that might close any gap in agreement here.
Okay, Councillor Maliki.
Am I, hang on, sorry, I gotta unmute. Wait, can you hear me on my phone?
We can, yeah.
Okay, right, I'm muted on the computer. Regarding the Metro West plan, yeah, it's nice that they had a plan, but Metro West does not want to be involved in this, so there's, I don't see any point in sort of going back to their plan. Ms. Zarekian from the Housing Authority indicated that they, you know, have their own existing units comply and they keep them in compliance. So they seem to have their own plan and lottery system. And I assume that's what they would use when they have the opportunity to use it if they were not successful in making arrangements or to satisfy DHCD some other way. So I think referring back to Metro West is not necessary or useful.
Is there anyone else? Councillor Crossley.
Thanks. I just want to say I don't have any problem with the language as it is written, because later it says something about adding to the SHI as soon as possible. I do want to clarify, though, that as I'm reading the answer to the question from the Finance Committee report, DHCD has an approved plan. So I'm just thinking there must be an approved plan on file with DHCD, irregardless of who it comes from. But I have, as Councillor Laredo said, this language does no harm. Maybe it's a belt and suspenders kind of thing. But I don't mind that it says will ensure. I mean, the fact is we're likely, I believe, tonight to vote them the funds so that they can proceed with the acquisition. And we're simply asking that as soon as possible, this effort shall move forward. Unless a lawyer wants to read this and disagree, it reads to me as though they're going to ensure, but they're going to ensure adding to the SHI as soon as possible.
Right. Thank you, Councillor Gentile.
I was just going to suggest that if it made everybody more comfortable. And if it was okay with the maker of the motion, I think if it read that the Newton Housing Authority shall make every effort that units instead of, because they technically can't insure it, they can't on their own. So I think it meets the intention if it just says that the Newton Housing Authority shall make every effort and take out the word insure. I think that's what the chair of finance may have been suggesting. I don't know how Councillor Maliki feels about it, but maybe that'll just get it done.
Uncover.
Councillor Maliki.
Shall make every effort to, let's see.
To just, ensure.
Maybe David could sort of insert the language in there.
So make every effort to ensure. Whoops.
Lost it.
David's working on it right now.
Okay.
It's nice to see everybody.
I love Alicia's forsythia.
I'm embracing the spring.
Is that live or is that a photo?
It's a photo from my front, from my driveway today. Yeah.
I hope you all like my office. It's your office.
Your office is very reminiscent.
I don't care what any of you think. It's fine with me.
And I like the Himalayas or whatever I was seeing from. Where did that go?
I want you all to see my mask that Sally made for me. I hope you all wear it.
Wow. Look at you.
So there you are.
Councillor Baker's going to rob the mail train.
Hope not.
I was looking for my
volunteer.
I'll bring my bandana for land use tomorrow, Councillor Lipoff.
We're back. So it says now, Newton Housing Authority shall make every effort that units not currently and so forth as it was before.
That looks good.
Okay. So that was a friendly amendment that you will be accepting?
Yes.
Yes. So anyone else have anything to say about this? So I think we first have to vote on the amendment and then we'll vote on the item. So all those in favor of this amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? No? Okay, that's everyone. Does this require a roll call vote?
You should do a roll call, yes.
Okay, so please call a roll on this item.
Councillor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councillor Baker.
Aye.
Councillor Bowman.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Downs.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councillor Grossman.
Aye.
Councillor Humphrey.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Kelly.
Aye.
Councillor Krinsman.
Aye.
Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Malachy.
Aye.
Councillor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councillor Noel.
Recused.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Ryan.
Aye.
Councillor Wright.
Aye.
President Albright.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one recused.
Thank you very much. So, Councillor Kalis, would you like to do a motion?
Motion to adjourn, please.
Thank you very much. Well, I think this meeting went well, and thank